It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Goggles. All right, let's do it.
Honey, it's beautiful.
It's all Jim and Tim.
We just rerouted the Middleton power grid, so we wouldn't blow out the whole town like last year.
Way to go, Tweeps.
Look, it's Ronald.
Oh, dear. I think we blinded him.
I'd better go get him before he...
Oh.
Thanks. So, where are we in the possible family Christmas Eve schedule?
Just started. Lighting the house is always first.
Right. Yeah, I caught that.
Eggnog? Oh.
Not yet, Rufus. Eggnog's after we sing carols, but before the Christmas skit.
You're forgetting the most important tradition of all.
It's not the turkey and the stuffing.
The six tasks of Snowman Hank.
Every Christmas, this couch, that TV, and my favorite cartoon snowman.
So put away those petty problems and embrace your fellow man.
It's on early.
It's the 4:45 promo.
All across this wonderful land.
For 20 years, the six tasks of Snowman Hank has warmed the hearts of children everywhere.
But not anymore. Take a powder, snowman, because this year Christmas is a turbocharged collision of cool. Live from the North Pole, it's Extreme Xmas.
This could be the best Christmas ever. Who shot?
They canceled Snowman Hank? No!
Hello and welcome to the 25 Days Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I am TF2 and Mike. Joining me this time is Steve Megatron, who has been here for the last 3 days, because we talked
about... That's impossible.
No,
that's impossible.
No, it's not impossible. It's very possible. Yes, Steve has been here for the last 2 days, not 3 days, because Doug did Buzz Lightyear with me. So yeah, Steve was here for the DCAU stuff for BTS and JLU. Now we're going to be talking about Kim Possible, A Very Possible Christmas. This was season 2, episode 37.
In a row.
That's my joke, jackass.
Yeah, I got old. I can use it now.
No, you're only 30. I'll be 37 next year.
In a row.
That's right.
As opposed to jumping specific numbers.
Yeah, that's right. We're here, day 19. We're almost to the main classics that everybody loves. Kim Possible, Very Possible Christmas. I have loved this series since I first saw it on Disney Channel. We've never talked about this series on Tooncast Classic or Tooncast Beyond, so we're going to take a little bit of time here and talk about the series proper. Basically, brief rundown is... this teenager, Kim Possible, who's a cheerleader at Middleton High, you know, is also a super secret agent kind of person, and she goes on missions and helps people and has arch foes and arch villains and everything else. And have you seen this before I showed it to you?
Yes.
Okay. What were your initial thoughts when you first saw the series?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't like my go-to show, but like when it was first airing, I remember watching it just out of the fact that it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, like, it wasn't my favorite or anything, like I said, it's just, it was on, so I watched it, it was something to do. Usually in waiting for a show I was particularly waiting for in the first place, but, I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was.
Mm, absolutely. For me, I loved it. I thought, you know, it's one of Disney Channel's early 2000 shows. It premiered in 2002, 2003, somewhere around there, and lasted till about 2007, and there have been huge rumors last couple of years about them bringing it back for a season 5. I actually remember why I started looking at the series again was because Disney, the Disney Channel, every so often between 2 and 4 a.m. they would do the Disney replay, where they would show you old content that they don't play normally in other time slots. So, you know, this and Even Stevens and all that kind of stuff. Funny thing about this show is it's pretty much a Boy Meets World reunion kind of thing, because you got so many Boy Meets World people on here. Will Friedle is Ron Stoppable, who is Kim Possible's sidekick. You got Jason Marsden voices his friend later in the series, which kind of makes sense, seeing as how Eric and Jason were friends in Boy Meets World. And then Ryder Strong is the voice of Brick Flag. Brick Flag was Bonnie's boyfriend for a while there. And you even got other Disney, you know, up-and-coming Disney people. You got Ashley Tisdale at the time and a bunch of others. The cool thing for me with this series with the voice cast is the fact that friggin' Bart Simpson is the naked mole rat. Nancy Cartwright is the voice of Rufus.
Well, the thing is there's a lot of names in here that are very familiar. I mean, you have a lot of, like, That's So Raven people on here. You have Jennifer Hale. You have Candy Milo, Bill Fagerbakke.
Tara Strong. You've
got Tara Strong. You've got
Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny. Joey Fatone's in there.
Yeah.
Cause he William Daniels. Mayim Bialik.
Yeah.
And you have John Cho. You have George Takei. Cree Summer. Adam West.
Ron Perlman is the voice of Warhawk.
Goldberg. Bill. Brad Garrett. D. Bradley Baker. Clancy Brown.
Mm-hmm. So many
Fred
awesome.
Savage.
Yep. So many awesome voices.
I mean, there's just so many memorable people. Jess Harnell, James Arnold Taylor, Fred Willard.
Yeah, there's so many good ones. John J.K. O'Hurley. Simmons. Yeah, J.K. Simmons, John O'Hurley. So many cool ones. Very, very awesome. I love this series. I think it's very funny. But we're here to talk about the Christmas episode that they did, A Very Possible Christmas. So in this one, Ron Stoppable is disappointed that his favorite Christmas special, Snowman Hank, has been canceled and replaced with Extreme Xmas. As a gift to Kim, Ron decides to foil Dr. Draken's Christmas plot himself so that she can enjoy time with her family. But as always, when he and Draken get trapped in the North Pole, Kim, followed by the Possibles, has to go around the globe to search for him. And Ron discovers that Draken is a big fan of Snowman Hank as well, and they kind of have a temporary truce and everything else. I like this episode. I think it's a fun episode in the middle of season 2 here. I just really, really enjoyed it. I love all the voice acting. I love the action of this episode. And, you know, since we're talking about Christmas specials and certain things not playing, I remember certain years and certain specials like The Grinch or Charlie Brown's Christmas or Rudolph that some years they wouldn't play because the TV station either lost the rights or the rights went somewhere else, or there were times where some of the specials weren't on. So I can kind of feel Ron's pain. What did you think after you watched this again?
I mean, because I'd never seen this particular episode before. Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was pretty good. I thought that it was kind of interesting seeing the sidekick take the front role for once, and then the calamity that ensues because the villain and him are both inept.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that they have to work together and then they're just hanging out like brothers, like they just don't care, like, because they're like, eh, it's Christmas, we're stranded. Ah. It's just, yeah, it was funny watching them try and figure out what they were going to do.
Absolutely. I thought it was so funny. And, you know, so Kim and her family have this very regimented schedule for their holidays. First, they light the house. Second, they sing carols, and then, you know, they make homemade eggnog and all this and all that and everything else. And I love how Ron just comes stumbling in, and it reminds me so much of, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you know, because 25,000 twinkle lights. Clark, those little lights aren't twinkling, you know. So that's what that reminded me of. The whole plot with Draken, it's an all right plot. I'm really not sure what the heck he was going for originally, but I like it. I think it's interesting. And he's a villain that, while he does present a threat, at the same time, he's more of a comical villain than anything else. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can get that. He kind of reminds me of a pre
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah, he kind of does. The cool thing about that is, though, with Dr. Draken is he's voiced by Bender, of all people, John DiMaggio. and yeah, you're right. He kind of does have a Dr. Doofenshmirtz, Phineas and Ferb kind of thing, because of the simple fact that if you watch more of the series, you find out that he was Kim's father's high school classmate, and they always used to make fun of him and that kind of thing and everything else. With this Christmas episode, I really dug it. Like I said, I thought it was very well done. I thought, you know, the main shtick of the entire series, of all the gimmicks, all the possible gimmicks that they have, and not gimmicks in a bad way, but just, you know, the standard format that they use, they played it up well with the Christmas angle, and then they kind of put a twist on it with allowing the entire family to get on the fun to try to find Ron, because they launched this, whatever the hell invention he has, the Drakenator 7000 or Doom Buggy 1 or whatever it is. And then at one point, when he and Ron are in space, they launch all the escape pods. So they then have to basically pull a Star Wars, get in the trash compactor, even though it's just a trash can space escape pod, and they, you know, shoot back down to Earth, and that's when, as I said, Kim and her family start going searching the globe for all of these pods. And I thought it was very fun, a very interesting way to have a Christmas cartoon, especially for this series. And then, of course, at the end, all the Snowman Hank stuff comes back around, and we have a truce, and everybody has dinner and meals and everything else. I think the coolest thing about one of the coolest things about this series is Draken's sidekick, Shigo. In the beginning of this episode, she's like, "Where's the sunblock? Why do you need sunblock, Shigo?" I know that's a horrible impression, but "I'm on vacation. See you later." And he's like, "Don't you want to stay and see the culmination of all of our work?" She's gone. She's out at the beach. She doesn't give a crap. And as the episode progresses, come to find out that Draken actually paid for her entire vacation. So she's like, "Oh, maybe I should have answered the phone earlier. Maybe he left a message, and that's how we get." I just love the way that her and Shigo and Kim, I love the battles that they do. I just love the entire action piece of this series. I think it's so fun. Anything else you want to say on this one?
No, I mean, like I said, I think it's a fun episode. It kind of gives the hero a rest and makes it makes them have to kind of play second fiddle for once, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really dig it. So yeah, folks, I think that's going to do it for today. And I know this is a really short one here, but the next six days, we're going to get into some crazy, crazy classics. I did make a little bit of a change because I personally realized that I forgot to include one on either this year or next year's 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. And I flip-flopped a few things. So coming up, you're going to hear A Charlie Brown Christmas with Steve and hopefully Optimus Solo, if Optimus Solo's around. How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Steve, myself, and probably my fiance Jennifer, Spicy Demon. Then Jen and I are going to talk about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I've got to basically twist her arm to do that. Of course, she's had me watch so much stuff since we've been together, so I think one Christmas special at once is not going to kill her. Day 23 was going to be Rudolph and Frosty Christmas in July. I'm just not feeling that, and I have two cartoons that are more important than that one that I replaced it with. That's actually going to be day 18 now in next year's 25 Days to Cast Around Christmas. I replaced it with Pluto's Christmas Tree and Mickey's Christmas Carol. I cannot believe I made 2 years of this special event thing here on Tooncast Beyond for 25 Days of Christmas. Two of my favorites, absolute favorites, I left off both years. And I'm like, screw it, I got to rectify that. So I believe Jen will be joining me for that. I don't know if you want to join me for that as well. I don't know if you've ever seen those. Pluto's Christmas Tree is basically, it's one that I've seen ever since I was a kid. It's basically Mickey goes out, chops down a Christmas tree. The Christmas tree they chop down is the home of Chip and Dale. As the rest of the cartoon progresses, Chip and Dale give Pluto hell. And everybody has to have seen Mickey's Christmas Carol, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Ebenezer Scrooge. And
Yep.
Yeah.
Goofy as Jacob Marley. Ow, my nose. And then day 24, obviously, is the classic Frosty the Snowman, which Steve will be with me and Jen as well. And then day 25 is Rudolph. So that's what's coming up this year on Tooncast Beyond 25 Days, Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I hope everyone has enjoyed what they've heard from us so far. Again, I want to say that I apologize if some of these are not very long. This is the first time we're doing this. So next year, I have a much more fleshed out plan of the way each episode will go. And you'll hear a teaser about that at the end of day 25 this year. So anything else you want to say before we get the tinsel out of here?
Nope.
All right, tune in tomorrow, folks, when we try to spruce up that Charlie Brown tree, because, wow, it's a Charlie Brown Christmas coming up next on day 20 here on Tooncast Beyond, 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas.
Here you go, Chief. One stolen battery thing. Feliz Navidad.
Excellent, Shigo. Drac Force 1 is complete. And this time, Kim Possible will not get in the way.
Okay, why is that?
Because it is Christmas. The one time of the year she is off duty. Busy with her twinkle lights and mistletoe and carols and roast beast and frim franglers and zoob zoobless.
Oh, Dr. D.
What?
You've stopped using words.
Oh. Right.
Right. Where's the sunblock?
In the mudroom. Wait, what do you want sunblock for?
I'm on vacation now, remember?
But don't you want to stay to see the culmination of everything we've been working toward? Chigo. Chigo. Fine. I'll get me some me time. Soon, I, Dr. Draken, will rule the Yule. The world will have a blue Christmas.
It's just not the same when I rant to myself.